None but the hungry heart. 1-1. Nothing daunted. Blessed are they that seek him with the whole heart. Psalm 119, verse 2. Once the Holy Spirit instills within our hearts the hunger for God's very best, all must and will become secondary to this supreme goal. The mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Our puny, worthless all, exchanged for the one who is all in all. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory for ever. Amen. A sage of India was asked by a young man how he could find God. For some time the sage gave no answer, but one evening he asked the youth to come and bathe with him in the river. While there, he gripped him suddenly and held his head under the water until he was nearly drowned. When he released him, the sage asked him, "What did you most want when you were under the water?" "A breath of air," he replied. To which the sage answered, "When you want God as you wanted the breath of air, you will find him." Every Christian will become at last what his desires have made him. We are all the sum total of our hungers. The great saints have all had thirsting hearts. Their cry has been, "My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." Their longing after God all but consumed them. It propelled them onward and upward to heights towards which less ardent believers look with and entertain no hope of reaching. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalm 107, verse 9.